it's not just the ABCs and 1-2-3s for kindergartners at Eastern Elementary in Greentown. They learn how to write entire sentences and how to do basic math. Tammy Maurer has been teaching here for 12 years. She says she tries to stay out of politics and focus on her kids, but she feels like she was forced into the fight over Common Core. For a year now, Indiana's academic standards have been in limbo. And as the state has debated which expectations to use, it's created confusion for teachers. Now the state has new standards, standards that aren't substantially different than the Common Core.
Just some language issues as far as grammar expectations for kindergarten, and that's really the only standards I was looking at. So just some different tweaks that we would need to make with our report card.
For example, under the state's previous expectations, kindergartners were required to write complete sentences. Indiana's new standards are more specific. They require complete sentences that include a singular or plural noun and verbs.
One thing I did like that I saw that they're doing with these standards is they're lining them up so that I can see what a kindergarten student's standards are, and I can see how it's sequential with all the other standards for first grade, second grade, and on up the line. So I can see expectations for all grade levels. That's something that I did like on the layout of this one.
But opponents of the Common Core still aren't satisfied. They call the new standards a sham, just a rebranding of the nationally crafted standards they fought. And they cheered loudly at the state board meeting as board member Andrea Neal cast the only dissenting vote. The rest of the state board voted in favor of the new standards, including State Superintendent Glenda Ritz. Ritz has defended her department's work to create Indiana-specific expectations. Now, she says, it's time to focus on supporting schools as they make the transition.
So we'll begin getting information out to them early this summer, and they've already got the standards. They're already looking at things. Teachers will go home and start to think about lessons that will align with them.
State education officials still have to put together resources for teachers to make the transition. And while the new standards are similar, they're not the same. And back in Greentown, Eastern Howard Superintendent Tracy Cadell is afraid the differences will make it hard to compare his students to kids in other states.
I know one of the concerns in speaking with other superintendents is AP and SAT scores and those sorts of things, particularly SAT. They're going to be written, it's my understanding, around the Common Core. And so I have a concern that our kids may not do as well on SATs in the future as they have.
And Cadell is frustrated. Indiana schools were told the state was moving towards Common Core. His district and others spent time and money getting teachers ready for the nationally crafted standards. They had 4 years lead time when Indiana adopted the Common Core. Now they have 4 months.
Well, we're fortunate. We have 30 minutes of professional development every day before school starts, so we'll be able to adapt. But there will be quite a few schools out there who don't have the luxury of daily professional development. So I think it's going to be a struggle to implement them for the next school year.
Members of the state board have also said they feel rushed, but Indiana has to meet a July 1st deadline state lawmakers set last year. If not, it could run afoul of an agreement with the federal government to implement new standards and new tests by spring 2015. And that means state education officials will have to work quickly on their next task, setting a new exam. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.